This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, elements of trustworthiness, two, three things just, and that's the last slide there, which is that amana, trustworthiness is amanatdar, somebody who takes care of trust. It's not only material. Amanat is also information. And sometimes the information is far more important and critical than money. So, somebody tells you something in confidence. Now, we have got a culture where if someone tells you something in confidence, that's the first. If you want something to spread, go and tell it to somebody and say, don't tell anyone. Then you are absolutely certain that this one, everyone will be told. And this is a very nasty kind of habit we have got. So, we need to get out of that. So, protecting whatever was entrusted to you. Amana will be questioned. Whether it's money, whether it's information, whether it's any secret and so on and so forth. And please understand, it takes a whole life to build that. It takes one incident to destroy it. So be very careful with what people entrust to you. And as I said, today we have we have to ask ourselves that the life of Rasulullah ﷺ is a case study for us to think of, is to study, because it is a case study which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us as a cure for our fatal remedies, maladies. Which is, what are fatal maladies? Our fatal maladies is oppression, it is cruelty, it is lack of compassion, it is injustice. Today, think about that. If this world had justice, practically every problem that we have today would disappear. There would be no problem in Iraq, there would be no problem in Syria, there would be no problem in Afghanistan, there would be no problem anywhere. You would have a world of justice. Seriously, we have to get our lives in control. And it begins with me. It begins with me. It's not about others. It's not about prescribing, prescriptions for others. It's about looking at my own life and saying, what is it in my life that I can straighten out to make it in line with the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to choose the right things and to give us the hidayah and the guidance to choose that which is right, which pleases Him, and save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.